KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies, 72 degrees. It'll be partly cloudy today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, a high of 93. Good morning, I'm Rick Hanson with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In state news, the Des Moines Police Department is installing systems in patrol cars to ensure that police dogs don't overheat in those vehicles. The department has installed the system in four cars that usually transport dogs and have outfitted five or six cars designated as backups. Each system cost about $2,300. The department bought the equipment after a police dog died last August when he was left in a hot car. The system gauges temperatures inside the car, and if they rise to a certain level, the back windows will automatically roll down, a fan will start, and the horn and lights will activate. The rear windows have bars preventing the dog from leaping out. The system can also send text messages to the dog's handler and police dispatch. News time is 8:01.
Summer's finally here. Come into the TV Store in Atlantic and find out what's new.
We've got the complete line of 2013 Sony TVs, ranging from 32 all the way up to our huge 70-inch with built-in 3D. Bundle it with one of the latest Sony Blu-ray players or surround sound systems.
We also have the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless, including the iPhone 5 and the Samsung Galaxy S4 with an incredible 13 megapixel camera and infrared remote control.
And don't forget, the TV Store is your locally owned Dish Network retailer. Get hooked up with a Hopper DVR system and never have to watch another commercial again. The TV Store is locally owned and takes pride in providing top-notch customer service. We take time to make sure you know how to use that new phone or TV, and we do all of our own Dish installs so you don't have to worry about a stranger coming to your house.
So come see us today and get more at the TV Store. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 712-243-3032.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's researchers are working to solve a swine disease that has a major negative effect on the pork industry. USDA scientist Dr. Joan Lunny says that porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome, or PRRS, or PRRS as they call it, cost U.S. pork producers money and pigs every year.
Overall, in the United States, PRRS cost us $642 million a year. And if you take into account veterinary costs, it's $1 billion a year in the U.S. alone.
For young pigs, being sick means respiratory problems and loss of growth, so it's a major issue in terms of production.
In the adult sow, if she gets PRRS when she's pregnant, she can lose her litter, and or her litter becomes sick, and some pigs die in utero or are very unthrifty when they're born.
To alleviate the situation, Lunny and her colleagues, in Beltsville, Maryland, just outside of Washington, D.C., have discovered a genetic marker that shows which pigs are resistant to the effect of PRRS.
We've been able to show that there is a region on swine chromosome 4 that is associated with decreased viral levels and increased growth. So this is really important because it means that we can help farmers now to decrease the effect of PRRS in their herds.
With the knowledge, producers and animal breeders could introduce PRRS-tolerant swine into their herds, thereby reducing the effects of the virus.
They would be buying pigs that are resistant but not completely resistant to PRRS. This is not a situation where we have zero PRRS. It is a 15% decrease in PRRS and 11% increase in growth traits.
Researchers are now trying to find the exact gene that leads to a PRRS tolerance in hopes of developing a vaccine and treatment. Iowa is the nation's top pork-producing state, with about 30 million hogs raised in the state each year. A coalition of farm and food safety groups wants federal regulators to quash the proposed sale of Smithfield Foods to a Chinese conglomerate in what will be the largest such takeover of a U.S. business. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the 17 groups are asking the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. to oppose the pork processor's sale to Shuanghui International Holdings, Ltd. The groups include the Missouri Rural Crisis Center, Food and Water Watch, Iowa Citizens for Community Improvement, and the Nebraska Farmers Union. The federal committee reviews sales of American companies to foreign interests. Coalition members say the deal could weaken domestic food safety, cause economic damage in rural communities, and harm national security. Well, before you dig into that remodeling project, you should survey the material to be sure you're not unleashing dangerous asbestos fibers. Brian Hutchins with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says your home doesn't have to be decades old to contain asbestos materials.
I guess the research would tell us that it's more prevalent in older homes, like prior to 1990. But it's not to say that it can't be in newer construction as well. Asbestos products can still be imported into the U.S., and there's just a whole lot of different products that have used asbestos.
Asbestos fibers can cause disease or cancer more than 20 years after the exposure, and there are some key areas where you might find asbestos.
Piping insulation, that is an area where, pretty common that it's asbestos-containing material, especially on the old thermal insulation. Flooring material, things like floor tiles, linoleum, and then also the adhesive that's used to glue those floorings down. Roofing material could be present in shingles, felt paper, and insulation as well.
He says you might not be able to tell if a material contains asbestos and should have it checked out.
The only way to know for sure is to actually have the material tested. It really should be sampled by a certified inspector, and then that gets sent into a lab where it's analyzed to determine its asbestos content.
There are state regulations that apply to asbestos removal for commercial buildings, but they don't apply to single-family homes. Even so, Hutchins says you should really have a professional remove the asbestos, as doing it the wrong way increases the chances of your exposure.
As long as the material is not damaged and you're not going to be disturbing it, generally there's really no health concern at that point. It's really just when you start disturbing that material and releasing those fibers into the air.
Hutchins says the state certifies people who remove asbestos, and you should look for someone with certification to do any removal work. July, by the way, is Asbestos Awareness Month. Firefighters from several departments battled a blaze that destroyed one business Sunday in the eastern Iowa town of Wyoming and damaged several others. At least 9 different fire departments were called in to help battle the blaze, which started in a building that housed Ted's Swinging Door Restaurant. That building was destroyed and several surrounding businesses were damaged, including the Wyoming Museum. Volunteers carried artifacts out of the museum until firefighters forced them to stop because of the danger. One firefighter was taken to the hospital for treatment, but his condition and name were not immediately available. Jones County Emergency Management Coordinator Brenda Leonard said no one was in the restaurant building when the fire started. Authorities are trying to determine what caused an explosion that injured 5 people performing electrical work at a manufacturing plant in northwest Iowa. The Osceola County Sheriff's Office said the explosion happened at the Timewell Tile Plant in Sibley Saturday morning while workers were switching some power lines to a newer transformer. Lieutenant Seth Hoffman said 5 men sustained burns in the accident. Some of the burns were extensive, but authorities did not immediately release their names, so their current condition was also not available. Hoffman said 2 of the injured workers were employed by Timewell. The other 3 were employed by Current Electric. 2 city workers outside the plant were uninjured. School officials in the southeast corner of Iowa are preparing to unveil a new safe room designed to withstand severe tornadoes. The Danville Community School District's $1.93 million structure is one of 37 that have been approved in 32 Iowa school districts over the last 5 years. Safe rooms are structures deemed by FEMA as providing near absolute protection in the event of a tornado. The Danville District showed off its new safe room on Sunday. Hazard mitigation grant programs from the Federal Emergency Management Agency provided the district with just under $1 million for that structure. The balance was paid through a mixture of state funding and school district dollars. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour on KJAN, the Duchess of Cambridge slipped into the side entrance of St. Mary's Hospital in London this morning, where palace officials say labor is progressing normally. A spokesman for Prince William and his wife Kate says the couple were driven to the hospital just before 6 a.m. Palace officials are not expected to provide many details about how Kate's labor is progressing. The first hint of a birth is expected to be when a royal aide emerges with a bulletin to be posted outside of Buckingham Palace. British bookies are having a banner day with thousands of people placing bets on the name of the child that will be born to Prince William and his wife Kate. Ladbrokes says it took 50,000 bets in the hours after the Duchess of Cambridge went into labor this morning. So far, the money is on Alexandra for a girl and James for a boy. However, there's no guarantee the name will be known today. When Prince William was born, a week passed before his name was announced. And state police say four motorcyclists in upstate New York have been issued speeding tickets after being clocked at nearly 140 miles per hour Sunday. The four men registered 138 miles per hour on a trooper's radar gun in the 65 zone on Interstate 84 in Grenville, a town on the New Jersey border about 60 miles northwest of New York City. News time is 8:10.
Honey, don't forget, Jesse from the TV store is coming to install Dish today.
Oh, yeah. When's he going to be here? Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.?
No, he's actually supposed to be here right... The TV store is your locally owned, authorized Dish retailer. They provide superior customer service and know how to be on time. Jesse and Al are their only installers, so you know who's going to be coming to your house, not some stranger from the city. At the TV store, your local, authorized Dish retailer, you get all the same deals that you would get by calling the 1-800 number without automated systems or hold times. And yes, they have the hopper. If you're fed up with your current television provider or want to know about the latest technologies Dish has to offer, go check out the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give them a call at 243-3032. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Thelma Hargens, age 88, of Avoca, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Thelma Hargens will be this morning at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Cleo Blenny Gary, age 98, of Wichita, Kansas, died July the 14th. Graveside services for Cleo Gary will be this morning at the Griswold Cemetery west of Griswold. Friends may greet her family at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold beginning at 10 o'clock. And a procession will head to the cemetery at 10:50. Donna Wetzel, age 68, of Irwin, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Donna Wetzel will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ann Mildred Wannell, age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mildred Wannell will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by the TV store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.